welcome back and happy Tuesday. I am here in the heart of New York at a startup office, which I am super excited about. You will meet this incredible woman shortly, but this week we're going to be talking all about the role of conversational UI in banking. The growing role of automation is something that's happening all across businesses, and it's really in response to rapidly shifting customer expectations and needs. So over the past 5 years, AI-related applications, the patent applications, have just skyrocketed. It's actually tripled since 2013 to 2017. Now, applications doesn't necessarily convert into patents themselves, and the bar is actually very, very high. And we have seen the impact of AI all over the space, from the venture capitalists. They're putting a lot of money in AI, specifically in conversational AI. One in particular that we all know about is the SoftBank founder, Masayoshi Son, who has an entire fund essentially dedicated to AI. We're also seeing the demand on the large enterprises as well, with people like Microsoft, SAP, and Cisco acquiring AI startups. And so it's interesting because if you actually think about it, the amount of time that it costs an enterprise for any call into their call center can be anywhere between $6 and $15. That's a lot of money for one call. And a lot of time these are for answering very basic questions, even things like account balances. So there's certainly a need for automation and the use of AI. That, because of that, banks have been spending a lot of focus here. They have been thinking about how to do it themselves. They've been talking to other startups that could be good partners of theirs. And it really goes back to what we've been talking about often on this show, which is about providing a better customer experience above all else and conversationalizing a business with automation. So conversational data is actually much more actionable than website data, and that's really in large part thanks to the depth of user preferences that are revealed during that process. So on the note of conversational UI, my next guest is Donna Peoples, who is the President and Chief Customer Officer of Pipestream. Pipestream is a secure conversational AI platform built for scale and the only patented B2C messaging carrier purpose-built for enterprises, which is super exciting. So Donna, thank you so much for connecting with me.
Thank you, Scarlett, for being here in the heart of Chelsea, the Silicon Alley, we like to call it.
You know I'm a big fan of New York. So.
Yes, absolutely.
So you have an extremely impressive background. When I heard about Donna, I was like, of course I have to have her on this program. So before this role at Pipestream, you were CCO of AIG. So this role of Chief Customer Officer is kind of a newer role. Can you tell me, what does your role entail? What does that actually mean?
Yeah, well, when you think about the customer and you think about businesses trying to put the customer at the center of how they think about business day to day, and even more strategically over the long haul, it makes sense to have somebody who represents or is the embodiment of the customer. You know, not that we would change everything that we do, but at least we would understand the impact to the customer, the end user, for what we are doing, whether it's policy change, whether it's investment in new technology, whether it's a reorganization of the company. You know, how that impacts the customer is important. It's always been important, but even more so today, where customers now have more control than any brand.
I think it's fascinating, too, because your background has primarily been in all these highly regulated industries. So to still have that customer-centric model is fascinating, and it's really exciting. So as you know, I come from the FI space, mm-hmm. and I've spent a lot of time, and there's been a lot of communication around AI and chatbots and conversational UI. So how do you differentiate between the two? What is just really not that smart, you know, and what is the difference for you?
Right.
What does that mean?
Well, you know, I mean, it's been said that 2016 was actually the year of the chatbot.
Yep.
And since that time, chatbots have really become a commodity. I mean, everybody builds a chatbot. But what we try to focus on is using automation, whether it's through what you call a chatbot or conversational AI, and try to speed through the process. If you think about, especially in highly regulated environments, you know, it's a predictability of how the process is going to resolve a customer issue or answer a question. So when we think about those kind of things, these automations become a guardrail to keep the end user moving forward toward resolution as close to 100% of the time as we can.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So So that makes a lot of sense. You went from somewhere like AIG to a startup. So tell me from like what was it that made Pipestream that place for you, and how do you, even in the world of conversational UI, which is certainly different than chatbots, how do you and Pipestream differentiate in the market? What does that look like?
Well, I think one important thing is that, you know, I get to every day solve issues that I have felt firsthand the pain and agony of. And that is around, you know, how do you balance the requirements of the customer, you know, increasingly demanding, with the technology that is constantly changing against the backdrop of these, you know, regulations and data privacy and security. Mm-hmm. So that's really where we come from. That's where, you know, when we think about the customer and we think about these processes, you know, how do we move them through? How do we make sure that there's a way that enterprises can ensure that, you know, there's a successful conclusion, that they have the data that they need to show that there's been a date time stamped and stored, non-repudiation over who said what information was transferred or when it happened. And by the way, Gartner says that 45% of us could care less if we're dealing with a real person, as long as it's fast, it's easy, and it's effective.
Mm-hmm. Makes total sense. So on that note for a second, that shift must, for you as an individual, must have been pretty dramatic, going from AIG to Pipestream. You've seen that a bit in the space with big executive moving into startups. How has that transition been for you, at, you know, individually? What's the best part about it, and the part that's most challenging?
Yeah, well, you know, I like to say I came from the land of cubicles and corner offices, and here we are in our corporate headquarters. Yeah. Yeah, and it's open. We've got a soccer field. We've got a speakeasy. You know, we've got a meditation room. So, you know, it is a different environment. But one of the things that I think is so magical about Pipestream is that we do have this combination of, you know, folks who really haven't been jaded or burdened by that corporate baggage that sometimes we all carry, who think that, you know, everything's possible and they can just see the world so differently than how we others see it. Now, on the flip side, you know, you've got to have some governance. You've got to have process. You know, you've got to have some way of getting yourself to scale. So I think it's that balance that I enjoy so much.
Yeah. So as someone who has played both a role as a co-founder of a startup as well as a, you know, a corporate innovator, I see the balance and positives and negatives of both. So, you know, on that note, my transition and the way that I went into BBVA was because BBVA and now many banks outside of them refer to themselves as technology companies.
Right.
Now, you all actually like to describe yourselves as customer experience companies and not technology companies.
Exactly.
Why? What is that about?
Well, I think, you know, whether we agree or not, I mean, I think all customers are responsible for building a business, regardless of what industry you're in. I mean, it's kind of like if you don't have a customer, you can all go home. Mm-hmm. If they aren't satisfied, your best, most profitable customers are sometimes the most portable customers. So making sure that you're striking that balance between a satisfied customer and also reducing costs, because we all have, you know, that quarterly beast that we have to feed, mm-hmm. and we all have, you know, board meetings that we have to attend and support. So, you know, those kind of things are really what we think about. We think about technology as an enabler more than anything else, that, you know, it has to be all about the customer. And we get to help our clients every day to improve their interactions with their customers. So, you know, we sometimes feel like we're one move away from the direct access to end users, but, you know, if our clients, the enterprises, aren't happy and they're not delivering the business results that they're looking for, then, you know, we're not successful either. So the customer is really at the center of how we think about what we do.
Makes total sense. So, you know, we opened the episode talking around AI patents, and Pipestream has 5, which is a very impressive number. So on that note, you're doing something right there. And so as you think about now and the rest of 2019 and the future, where do you see AI, you know, conversational UI certainly, but more broadly, where is AI going?
Yeah, well, and I think the practical application of AI is where I would like to focus, because, you know, we're not at a shortage in any way for sexy buzzwords, whether it was chatbots or whether it's NLU or whether it's AI. So this impact of artificial intelligence, I think right now at this moment in time, is most impactful when it's combined with intelligent automation. And so it's not about replacing humans, for sure, but it's about using humans for their best ability, for more emotionally charged, more complex issues. I think you're going to see the AI movement towards automation, but in a smart way, so that, you know, we start to understand more about intent to the extent that we can gather the data that we need to really educate the machinery, then we can start to anticipate. And then not only are you doing service, we like to think about care, we like to think about content, mm-hmm. and we like to think about commerce and how we deliver. So it's more than a communication. It's a heavy-duty ability to, in a secure way, transact with end users and solve problems.
Got it. So if people want to find more out about Pipestream and some of the stuff that you're doing in the future, where can they find you?
They can find us on pipestream.com, and we'd love to have you visit, and we'd love to do a demo for you.
On that note, you please click the link below and you will hear much more about the incredible background of Donna, which I was fascinated by. One of the coolest resumes I've ever seen, by the way, and the larger Pipestream story. And of course, if you have questions, please share them below on LinkedIn or on Twitter. You'll find us on both places. And until, thank you so much.
No, thank you.
And until next week, signing off.